This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO's current 30 members on Tuesday signed off on the next steps for Finland and Sweden to join the military alliance, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Both countries submitted their applications in May, breaking long-standing non-aligned stances in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Once NATO member parliaments ratify the decision, their memberships will represent the most significant expansion of the alliance in nearly 30 years. Speaking in Brussels Tuesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg commended all member nations for moving so quickly to accept Finland and Sweden's applications, and he thanked Turkey, Finland, and Sweden for their constructive work in reaching a compromise after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan initially opposed the two countries' memberships. Erdogan agreed to the NATO expansion only on the condition that the two Nordic countries extradite suspects with links to outlawed Kurdish groups, which Turkey views as terrorists. The accession protocol means Finland and Sweden can participate in NATO meetings and have greater access to intelligence, but until they are fully ratified by all member nations, they will not be protected by the NATO Defense Clause, which says an attack on one ally is an attack against all. The ratification process is likely to take up to a year. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A day after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory in seizing an eastern Ukraine province essential to his wartime aims, his troops escalated their offensive in a neighboring province. The governor of Donetsk urged the province's more than 350,000 remaining residents to evacuate Tuesday. A city in the path of Moscow's offensive came under sustained bombardment. The mayor of Slovyansk reported massive shelling that killed at least one person and wounded seven in the city. He urged residents there to take cover instead of trying to evacuate. The barrage underscored fears that Russian forces are positioning to advance farther into the Donbas region. This is VOA News. The U.S. July 4th parade shooting suspect, who killed six people and wounded more than 30 near Chicago on Sunday, planned his attack for weeks, then escaped as a man dressed like a woman, according to police. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
More than 70 rounds fired, captured on Rain and Ellie's video. Lake County Major Crime Task Force's Chris Cavelli says the AR-15-style rifle was legally purchased and traced back to 21-year-old Robert Primo, who went to great lengths to get away.
Primo was dressed in woman's clothing.
And Cavelli says
he dropped his rifle and he blended in with the crowd and he escaped. He walked to his mother's home, who lived in the area.
He took her car. Police put out his picture, caught up with him. Cavelli calls the attack random.
We have no information to suggest at this point it was racially motivated by religion or any other protected status.
The youngest victim 8, the oldest 85, and several of the wounded are children. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden has presented the nation's highest military honor to four soldiers in a ceremony he says is long overdue. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
All four served in Vietnam.
They went far above and beyond the call of duty.
And the president says for decades they did not get the recognition they deserve.
Today, we're setting the record straight.
He awarded the Medal of Honor to Dwight Birdwell and Dennis Fuji, both holding the rank Specialist 5, along with Major John Duffy. All three were there to receive the medal. Staff Sergeant Edward Kaneshiro was killed in Vietnam 55 years ago, and the president awarded his medal to his son. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The fossilized skeleton of a T-Rex relative that roamed the Earth about 76 million years ago will be auctioned in New York this month. The Gorgosaurus skeleton will highlight Sotheby's National History Auction on July 28th. The Gorgosaurus was an apex carnivore that lived in what was now the western United States and Canada during the late Cretaceous period. It's predated its relative Tyrannosaurus Rex by 10 million years. The specimen being sold was discovered in 2018. Recapping our top story, the 30 NATO allies have signed off on the protocols needed for Sweden and Finland to become members. The move means the question of admitting the two nations now goes to the capitals of existing members for legislative approval. Their ambassadors and permanent representatives on Tuesday approved the invitation to join the club that NATO leaders extended to Finland and Sweden at a summit in Madrid last week. Securing parliamentary approval in Turkey, however, could still pose a problem. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.